Welcome back to In the Moment. Eliza Blue is a writer and a musician. For much of her life, she lived in the city. But now, she's made a home in Perkins County, South Dakota, herding sheep, raising chickens, raising a family, writing a weekly syndicated column, and, of course, making music. Today, we bring you a postcard from the prairie from Eliza Blue.
In her memoir, Settled in the Wild, author Susan Hand Shetterly writes, "The winter after my daughter was born, I would set her in her carrier, put her on my back, and take her in the afternoons before dusk into the woods. I believed even if she fell asleep, the trees, the tracks of wild animals in the snow, the dead leaves rattling on the branches, the hoot of an owl, everything would pass into her life and make it good. This makes sense to me, so in the slice of daylight left after supper, I take my babies out walking. Our route is dependent on wind direction and temperature, but on evenings when the weather's fine, we go up the long gravel section line that divides our land from the neighbors. Sometimes our old house dog joins us, but usually it's just the kids and I and Ellie the sheepdog. She bounds ahead, flushing pheasants from the stands of new alfalfa and old grass. The birds rise up like sudden mist, hanging low as they scatter across the greening. The curdled call of their dismay sounds like wings, or maybe it is the rattle of their wings that sounds like song. We pass the trio of cottonwood trees whose leaves whisper, hush, hush, hush. Years ago, an old Angus cow lay down beneath them and died. The only thing left is her bones that gleam as white as new moons. And when we break free to the open range, the earth lifts to reach the first faint stars, and the gloaming lifts to reach the last shadows, burnishing them to gold."
That's your July postcard from the prairie from Eliza Blue. You can find more from Eliza at littlepastureonthepraire.com. Now let's check in with the SDPB Arts calendar. For that, here's Chris Loffrey.
This afternoon, beginning at 2:30, Sunflower Stories at the Black Hills Farmers Market in Rapid City. This event is free. Tonight at the Capitol Lake Visitor Center in Pier at 6, an ice cream social and traditional music concert. That event is also free. Tomorrow morning, beginning at 9, the Spearfish Farmers Market at Brady Park in Spearfish. Fiddler on the Roof on Saturday at 7 p.m., Thomas H. Craig Center for Performing Arts at Vermilion High School in Vermilion. On Sunday, Grease being performed at the Black Hills Playhouse in Custer. That begins at 2 o'clock. On Sunday evening at 8, Sioux Falls Municipal Band Concert at the Terrace Park Bandshell in Sioux Falls. More events in and around your area can always be found online at sdpb.org/calendar. You can also submit events on that same page. Just click on Submit an Event. Again, sdpb.org/calendar.